come back to that later. So I've been talking for quite some time, and I'm wondering if you have any questions, practical ones more specifically. Hey.
What if one realizes that when awakening was meant to be here, your heart feels with panic and anxiety all of a sudden? I mean, when you're mind or when you are trying to hold it here, looks and I start feeling my body and there is a fear feeling following me very often. I have to acknowledge it. That's very often when I try to acknowledge it. It doesn't get bigger, but it's always there, and it doesn't make you feel quiet or more relaxed or more present. It's just electrifying way of things, as if there were a conditioning that prevents me from staying here.
So right now you're feeling fear that when you go and do walking practice, there'll be strong feelings?
I can feel it. Okay. It's not massive, but I can feel it in a constant stream.
Would you like to come and talk to me?
Sure.
Yeah? Okay. So during the walking sessions, I can meet some of you. The library is through that way, and we can meet in there if that's helpful, and we'll see what happens. What's your name? You don't mind saying?
Mine.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Okay. Any other questions or things about what we're doing?
Hey. I have a similar experience at the moment. So.
Absolutely. Different times would be better. If you could give us maybe 10 to 15 minutes, and then if you want to be out there, I'll come and find you. What's your name?
Jackie.
Jackie. All right, Jackie, I'll come and find you if that's okay. The equanimity, if it's a useful equanimity, is married to compassion and non-harming. So it's not passively allowing something harmful to keep happening. So the allowing has to be in relationship with metta and compassion and celebration. The Brahma-Vihara is working as a kind of intelligent, whatever they are. So the allowing, there's the interest in non-harming that's alive, and making a response to stop something that's harming in the broader context of allowing.
Okay, but then there's also
a disconnect. Yeah, I agree. I think it's not really alive if there's indifference. Maybe at that point there needs to be the warmth, the connecting, which is the metta.
Yeah.
So this will work together. Okay. So we're not.
Sorry, just one basic question.
Yeah.
I guess this is quietness, so not talking when we're.
Yes, please. No social talking. You know, if you need something, talk.
Yeah.
But you know, so that we can come a bit closer to our more inner experience, and be a bit so we're not socializing, really. So in terms of the schedule, we're not doing anything like what's on the schedule. So maybe can we do a bell in 20 minutes? So we'll do a bell in 20, and then come back here, and we'll have a quiet sitting. Okay. We can stay sitting when you can stand if you need to, and leave to use the loo if you need to. But we've got half an hour now to be sitting, and I'll speak for maybe a few minutes at the beginning, and then I'll be quiet. So just just a remind. Just I'm just a reminder, really. Things to be aware of, things to look after. How the body is. What's the body expressing as we see it? Notice how the body is. How is the experiment of the background attitude of allowing? Are you looking after this attitude? The experiment that asks, are you able to allow your experience in this moment be as it is? Can you kindle the curiosity in the middle of that? And how is it, actually? We're noticing also our tendency to be distracted and to wake up from distraction. Again and again and again. If you want to choose a sphere of your experience to support the experiment in presence and distraction, choose the sensations of the breathing, I would suggest, in the belly. We only feel the belly ever in the here and now. And then we go and think about something else. And then we realise, oh, I was just thinking about my old school. We wake up out of a thought. And then we're present. Notice what that's like. If you want to use the breath in the belly as an anchor, it's there for you. If you want to practice in your own way that you're used to, then obviously, this is your space, this is your time, it's your heart and mind and feelings and stuff to look at, stuff to be with. Just appreciating the space we've got here where we don't need to be busy. Can you settle? This experiment, are you able to allow things to be as they are? A few shaking heads. Something, it's not straightforward, is it? In a way. We prefer some things to other things very naturally. Tiredness, restlessness, agitation, frustration, wanting something nice. There's a quite a rich and sometimes very difficult landscape that we get presented with when we open to our experience. But supporting equanimity, notice your tendency to push away stuff you don't like and to hanker after stuff that you would prefer. Simple concept. We don't want to feel sleepy, restless, agitated and worried. We want to feel calm, settled, serene and clear. So notice if that's true for you. We often, for some reason, we don't notice that. We don't notice. We're stuck in the situation of pushing away, I don't want that, I want this. The act of doing that is exhausting and agitating. So if you don't notice it, we don't settle. Noticing it supports our equanimity. We can allow the hindrance factors, the grogginess, the distractedness, the restlessness, the frustration, the craving for something nice, the uncertainty and the worry. We can allow these to be the weather formations that they are. And we can find a way to make peace with them. But it is work. It's magic, but it's work. Both, I think. What I'd like to do is do another 15 or so minutes walking and being time, and then come back in here before lunch to hear a little bit about what you're experiencing. It's a dangerous question to ask, but is that okay? You okay with that? Yeah? Okay. Could we have a bell in 15 minutes? Is that okay? Thank you, Anthea. Okay. So, carrying your being juice in a bowl without spilling it into walking, moving, going to the loo, whatever you need to do. If anybody wants to meet with me, I can meet one person. Come and find me if you do. So we got about 10-15 minutes before lunch, and if you would like to, I would like to hear a little bit about what you've been experiencing this morning. Rather than it being about what you've been, the content of what you've been thinking, either that you have been thinking, you can talk about whatever you want to, but what's been your experience of this morning? Want to share? If you want to say your name, that would be, I'd appreciate that as well, but you don't have to. Lynn. So let me just check that I'm getting you. Say again?
Maybe
you're mad. Well, the first thing you were speaking about was a recurring theme in the thinking. And then you were just describing very clearly what I would call kind of an internal dialogue. Blah, blah, blah. It doesn't seem to shut up. It comments about itself even.
Yeah.
Kind of a going around. I mean, I'm doing that with my fingers. Like, it's all up here going around, and it's kind of, I'm here and I'm talking about being here and here I am, and it's circular, and I'm wondering how that is for you, that that's happening.
I get stuck here, that's the third thing actually, as I get stuck here, so it's like I can feel down to my feet.
Okay.
And then there's a push of energy that comes up, stops. Everything gets stuck.
Everything gets stuck down here. Okay. And there's also lots of things, the sound, the talk, the sort of the internal dialogue up here. And a whooshing of energy. Okay. So interesting. What's stuck? Feeling of stuckness and solidity,
yeah.
Something here, and you're doing like that, pushing it down. Sounds like there's quite a lot going on actually,
yeah.
Up here and down here. And what about in this part? That's calm there, is it? Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Where are you choosing to put your attention? So you can choose to be down here,
yeah.
And when you do that,
draw my attention to
it. Okay.
It's
so there's a strong draw. Is there a draw for the internal dialogue as well, or is that? So there's lots of things pulling your attention, or yeah, okay.
But I don't want to be here, so I'm aware of not.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, listening to your experience, I'm feeling confused. I'm like, well, that must. I imagine that must be kind of. If it was happening for me, I'd be confused. I'd be ugh. But I don't know if you are confused or if it's.
It's hard because it's a lot going on. So it's kind of.
Yeah.
Okay. But it is what it is. So.
Yeah, it is what it is. Thanks for sharing your experience. I'm not a bag of answers, but it sounds like there's a lot happening, and it also sounds to me though that you have some choice of where you put your attention, even though there's things drawing you. So that's something to notice, that you've got some power there in a way, to choose where you put your attention. Maybe. Maybe be curious what's motivating your choice to put your attention down here. In what way you're choosing to pay attention down here. Kind of the way, the style, the energy that you do it with. Kind of the intentionality energy behind it. Is it to get away from up here? I'm just getting curious.
It's kind of like wanting to kind of help this area. It's almost as if like it distance off it. We just feel it. You know, so it's kind of like. So there's the compassion in there, but it is also, if I'm honest with God, it's also about the experience.
Okay.
It's
first. So there's some understanding there as well of the running away and. Finding compassion. I forgot what your name was.
Lynn.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you. Howard.
Hi, I'm Howard. the word kind of sums up where I feel right now. And that's foolish.
Oh.
Something about this room, this building, the sense of doing what I need to do. understood in a group where everyone else is sitting. I do it every morning by myself. I was on a mission to stay. I really wanted to stay and feel comfortable. I'm very able to do that here. And rather than sometimes I'll beat myself up. Don't do that. Whatever. I feel quite accepted.
So the acceptance comes with a calm.
Yes, there's something there. There's something about how far I let myself get. There's some resistance.
Okay.
I really enjoy it in the sense of
balance. A buzz. Okay. Okay. I just, it's great to hear your experience, and I'm also like left thinking, oh, so wonder how that acceptance shows up, or how that is for you. You don't have to answer it necessarily, but I'm curious. Okay, so you feel accepted. I wonder what that's like for Howard to feel accepted this morning in his standing up. Hey.
I started off feeling, I think probably irritated by a sense to me of a lack of energy. I'm looking at it externally. I mean, your voice as well, I was finding that difficult to tune into. I thought I had a strain to hear. But I would say now I'm in a different place. I was, especially during that last session, I kind of, I had vision of an animal at times.
You do what, sir?
I had vision of an animal.
A vision of an animal?
Me, yes. So me being the animal, just rolling around in mud, which was quite nice. And then just kind of, it was kind of caught the rhythm of things, you know, just when I was walking, and I was also,
being
just, yeah, just
felt
easy, yes. Accepting, I suppose.
Accepting, okay. And some more energy?
Well, I think,
yeah, sounds like
energy,
it.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I mean, please just.
A sense of energy, you know, a kind of not a surge of energy, but a sense of energy being there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, some tiredness this morning, and my voice was quiet and. No, you didn't say tiredness.
No, I said irritation.
Irritation.
And my part, yes, I've been irritated by what I felt was a generous sense of lack of energy, I guess. That's what I felt.
Okay.
But that was. So that's gone.
I wonder, what kind of animal were you like?
What kind of animal was that?
Yeah.
Steve, you want to run off that tape? A sow.
A sow?
Yes.
Great. That's funny. I find that funny because I've felt like a pig looking for truffles in the past. So it reminds me of that.
Like,
right, okay, okay. So one more before lunch.
So I've been trying to do this thing with a migraine shadow.
Migraine shadow?
Yeah, so it's like the day after migraine.
Okay.
Kind of like a bit of pain, basically. Not necessarily pain, just kind of irritation. So much of everything is like in the head. It's been kind of weird because I've had to kind of sit and accept what that is. you know, that that is a kind of, it's a kind of pain, it's a kind of irritation. And I don't think I ever looked at it, I mean, whenever I have a migraine or anything like that, it's just hell. It really is just hell. And this is, you know, it's not what I expected to do when I booked this day.
No.
But, you know, and then I'm kind of having to sit with the kind of shadow, which is quite strange, but also quite, it's kind of learning a bit of understanding about what that is, basically.
Is there anything you need to do to look after yourself?
You can't.
You just have to be with it.
They are. I don't know if anyone gets it. You know, they are what they are, and they just affect you in different ways. But there is a process, and one of the processes at the end is you have a kind of shadow for like a day, which is just like the kind of. It's almost like you have sort of mage of energy in your head. And then you've got this kind of day that just is a bit. So it's kind of having to sit with that in a kind of different way.
Are you able to be aware of other parts of your body, or is it always just going up to the head? Or?
I'm trying to. I work with electroconsciousness, I've got a lot of chi that kind of comes to my head.
Right, okay.
So it's just kind of, interesting.
Well, if you need to do something that helps you be aware of having a body, do, you know, stand up, stretch, give yourself a massage in the legs, or I don't know, I'm making it up here, but if there's something that you need to do which will help you remember that there's all this other parts which aren't in pain. Well, if you want to walk out in the middle and do walking, do. Yeah, that's what came to my mind. What was your name?
Barbie.
Okay, so can we keep the non-social talking for lunch, please? So, is that what normally happens, actually? Yeah, okay. No? It's up to me.